Well, first of all, welcome everyone to the Chevrolet Pace Car Garage at the base of the historic pagoda here at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Wanted to spend some time with you this morning, just introduce you to our pace car driver for today, and also share with you a good look at our 2017 Camaro ZL1 pace car. And Jeff, you're kind of an old pro at the Camaro ZL1. You've driven one earlier this year, and you're also an old pro at the Speedway. I mean, not only winning here five times and running here for many years, but you've also driven a pace car here before. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is very cool, and thanks to Chevy for giving me that opportunity and Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Of course, I love the ZL1 version. I have my own, not the newer version. I'm waiting to get this newer one, but one from a year ago, and I absolutely love it. So to get a chance to lead the field to green, and you know, to me, this really means a lot to me, because now that I'm not driving full time, to be able to come here, lead the field here for the Indy 500, and then the Daytona 500 earlier this year, and now the Brickyard 400. And I had forgotten, I completely forgot, because I filled in for Junior last year. This will be the first time that I'm not competing in the Brickyard 400, and the first time that I've not, the only race that I have not been in behind the wheel competing here at the Brickyard. So, you know, that's sort of bittersweet, but I can't think of a better way to replace that than to be able to lead the guys and gal to the green here today in this amazing car.
Well, I'll tell you, we're tickled to have you do it. This car is 650 horsepower, so if you don't need to pull in,
I don't want to pull in. Do I have to?
You could probably hold them off at least for a lap.
Yeah,
and then you might have a problem, but.
I think I can get them, you know, to the back straight away.
But anyway, so we're going to take a few questions here. We've got a short time with Jeff, and then he'll move on and get ready to do his assignment here to start the race a little bit later on today. And again, we're very excited to have you join us and serve in this role.
It's an honor to be a part of the Chevy team.
All right. When we sent a rendering out with of the pace car when we did the press release announcing Jeff was going to drive it, this is really the first time that the hardware is actually here on site. We revealed it Thursday at the annual Chevy Media Golf Tournament, but the rendering didn't do it justice. I mean, the car is phenomenal, and if you look at it, it's got some pretty neat little Chevy bow ties integrated into the.
And when that sun comes out here a little bit around race time, it's going to look even better.
Absolutely. So I'll go around and hand the mic off. If anybody's got a question they want to ask Jeff, be happy to do that.
Okay. Have you perfected the art of pace car driving by now?
Well, I hope so. You know, it's a little bit different leading an IndyCar field than a NASCAR field, which I found out in February at Daytona. But I've got a great co-pilot. I'm pretty sure Buster Alton will be in the right-hand seat like I was like he was in Daytona and guiding me along the way. That one was a little trickier because I was actually doing a live broadcast, you know, through my ear and talking to the guys up in the booth. Plus, I had Tony Stewart surprise me live on Fox also. So today I just get to focus on the job at hand and try not to mess it up. There is, you know, with NASCAR is a little bit that goes into it as far as kind of verifying pit road speed for a lot of these teams. Even though they have the technology to do it a lot themselves, they do like to verify it on race day behind the pace car to understand. I think it's what, 55? I think it's 50.
Yeah,
I don't even remember.
55 here.
But I'll get to that speed, and Buster and I will go through that a little bit later and get the details. So it's pretty important for me to get as accurate to that number and hold it there.
All right.
Jeff, 2 years ago was your retirement year. Last year you fill in for Dale. I mean, you're back here in the pace car. It seems like we can't drag you away from this track. What does being back at IMS mean to you?
It's not you. It's me. I love this place. I've loved it since the day I passed by it when I was a quarter midget racer, hoping one day to race at this amazing speedway, and then moving here, racing sprint cars and midgets, you know, coming in and out of here for Valvoline and you know, fuel and different things that I did for to support our race team that we had, my stepfather's race team, and then to get to race here in that inaugural Brickyard 400 and win it, and four other times after that. So this place means the world to me. It means a lot to motorsports, and so I would never want to miss it. I'm just thankful that I get to actually be an active part of it, thanks to Chevy and driving the ZL1 Camaro.
All right, here, I got one over here. Raise his hand.
Zach Royal, Indianapolis Star. So you ran the Rolex 24 earlier this year. What is there a race that's next on your bucket list? And do you think you'll ever hop in an Xfinity car too?
No plans to hop in anything NASCAR related. Although watching that dirt race at Eldora the other day and those trucks slide around there looks like a lot of fun. And Tony keeps egging me on to maybe do something like that. But no plans. The key to me, what led to Daytona, I did that race in either 06 or 07 with Wayne Taylor Racing, and it went well. We were on the podium, but I realized that, you know, it takes a lot of commitment and time to get acquainted with the car and the team, and to put my best effort forward, I need to be able to do that. And that opportunity presented itself by being retired. I tested there in December. I drove the car in October at Charlotte Motor Speedway, you know, the new Cadillac Dallara. And that car especially, I mean, it's very technical. There's a lot of things that I'm not used to driving NASCAR that I need to get acquainted with in that car, doing driver changes. So, you know, I was able to spend the proper amount of time preparing for that. If I could do that in with another race, I would love to do it. I mean, that was a lot of fun. It was a great opportunity, and we won. So, you know, if that presented itself, then I would certainly consider it. I don't think the Indy 500 is one that I'm going to be able to do. Maybe more of an endurance race is more my style.
Jeff, where does the time go? You talked about riding past this place before driving the quarter midgets. Now you've done that, been able to win several times here. Now you're the old timer driving the pace car. How does it feel?
The gray beard. Exactly. Driving the pace car. I know. You know, my stepdad was texting me last night because he knew I was here and I'm driving the pace car today. And he's like, wow, how time flies. And you know, he and I have been on this journey, you know, since I was 5.5 years old. And it is amazing to see how time flies by. And I couldn't be more, you know, thrilled of the way that my career went. But I'm also really enjoying this next chapter of my life, spending a little more time with my wife and kids. Getting to do some fun things that, you know, are things that I never had the opportunity to do when I was driving full time. And I'm still attached to the sport in a way where I can show my passion and desire for racing, especially NASCAR racing. So, you know, that would not be possible without an amazing career that spanned in NASCAR for, well, about 25 years if you count Xfinity. So very thrilled to be able to now look back on it and smile about all those great times.
Jeff, what did you think of yesterday's Xfinity race?
I thought it was a really nice step forward. I'm excited about that. I was excited when I saw some of the aerodynamic things that they were doing and the amount of power that they were taking out. I think, you know, flat tracks are a big challenge for NASCAR. You take the, you know, a bigger, heavier stock car like we have, even as technically as advanced as they are, they still are a car that you doesn't, it's more suited for a high-banked oval. So a flat track like this with these long, fast straightaways, I think it's important, you know, if they're going to have passing and overtaking, that they need to figure out a new package. And I thought that was a nice step. A little more spread out overall than I was hoping for, but the fact that you could get behind, draft back up if you're working together with two cars. Of course, I was a big fan of William Byron winning that race also, because I think he's a future star, but I really liked it. And you know, I think the challenge now becomes, how do you incorporate a package like that for a one-off, or, you know, maybe it's Pocono in here. I don't know how they would do it. You know, with the teams to do that. Of course, we saw they could do it in Xfinity, so why can't they do it with the Cup Series? But I think it's very promising.
Hi, Jeff. Dick Mittman.
Yeah, absolutely.
What would your feeling be when you come off the fourth turn and you have to turn into the pits instead of dashing down toward the first turn?
Well, it'd be a lot easier if I didn't have 650 horsepower to my right foot. It'd be no problem coming onto pit road. But this thing, it wants to go. It's a racehorse. So it definitely, you see that long straightaway ahead of you, and you just want to gas it and go and just see how far ahead you can get and let them chase you, just like if you're sitting on the pole. But, I'm just more honored to be here, to be a part of this event, to be a part of the Chevy team and to be able to lead them to the green. I'm sort of a perfectionist, so I like to do things and do it well. And so I'm not going to screw it up. That's my mission today.
Hey, Jeff, I was just wondering, one of the big topics of conversation this weekend has been the future of the fan base of NASCAR and the ability to keep the popularity up with the new crop of young guns that are coming in. Can you talk about those that are coming in? People have compared it to what you, Dale Jr., Tony Stewart have been able to do for the sport. And what are your thoughts on the future and its prosperity?
Well, when you see guys like Tony and Junior and Carl, myself, stepping away, and you've had a long, great run in the sport and built a nice fan base and brand, and you'd hope that would contribute to NASCAR's success. But I am, as saddened as I am to see some of these guys go away, like fans are, I'm equally as excited about the young crop of drivers. I mean, Chase Elliott, Kyle Larson, Eric Jones, Suarez, and guys like William Byron who are going to be coming into Cup, Bowman, who's going to be moving into Junior's seat next year. Those are exciting times, and I think that's what fans want to see is, who am I going to pull for next? The other thing is, we've had a fan base that has stayed in the sport for a long, long time, been very loyal to it, but it's how do we garner that younger fan base, their kids, their grandkids. And what I like, I was a part of the concert last night because I'm a big fan of DNCE as well as the Chainsmokers. And so to see somebody like Big Machine come in and support this event and bring something new and exciting and join other types of fans of music and other events to come here to experience what it's like to be introduced to race. I mean, I thought one of the coolest things I've ever seen was hearing music being played on a big stage with a crowd over in Turn 4 and race cars going by, and they were finishing qualifying. That was a cool experience for me. So I think that, has great promise. I don't know if you were out there last night. It was an amazing crowd. If you can, bring some of them to bring some of the NASCAR fans to that event and some of those fans to NASCAR and then continue to grow it, I think that this event can get right back to what it was at one time. And, this place means too much to motorsports and to NASCAR to not have it continue to be successful.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Jeff's about 4 minutes late for his next hit. So thank you, Jeffrey. We'll see you out there. All right. Thanks, all.